When the financial meltdown of 2008 began, the primary banks in Iceland were nationalized, and it was decided not to pay the debts created by Great Britain and Holland's questionable policies. In two separate referendums, Icelandic citizens voted that Iceland should not have to repay foreign creditors the money they lost when Icelandic banks defaulted. Elections were held and the entire government was replaced. The new regime proposed to repay the debts over a period of 15 years at the low interest rate of 5.5%. In 2010, after public demonstrations, the government initiated an investigation and many high-level bankers and executives were arrested for their part in the financial crisis. Many soon left the country. A new constitution based on the Danish constitution was written, and a constitutional assembly called, composed of candidates whose only qualifications were that they were adults and had the support of 30 persons. Many notable economists hailed the move. Columbia University economics professor and Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz wrote, "Iceland did the right thing by making sure its payment systems continued to function while creditors, not the taxpayers, shouldered the losses of the banks." Paul Krugman of the New York Times agreed, writing, "In a nutshell, Ireland has been orthodox and responsible, guaranteeing all debts, engaging in savage austerity to try to pay for the cost of those guarantees, and, of course, staying on the euro. Iceland has been heterodox. Capital controls, large devaluation, and a lot of debt restructuring. Notice that wonderful line from the IMF above about how private sector bankruptcies have led to a marked decline in external debt. Bankrupting yourself to recovery. Seriously. And guess what? Heterodoxy is working a whole lot better than orthodoxy." Today, despite some setbacks, Iceland's economy appears strong and unemployment is much lower than it is in Ireland, Greece, or Portugal. Iceland's ordeal exemplifies the conundrum facing America. You can have the privatization of banks and other businesses and risk corruption and monopolies, or you can have centralized government control that also might not work for the benefit of the public. Yet questions remain as to why the Iceland experience was not widely or clearly presented in the corporate mass media. A contributor to CNN's iReport asked, "Have we been informed of this through the media? Has any political program in radio or TV commented on this? No. The Icelandic people have been able to show that there is a way to beat the system and have given a democracy lesson to the world." One basic problem in America is that more people are voting for a living than working for a living. One 2010 study showed that 60% of Americans were receiving more in government benefits than they paid in taxes. This number, of course, includes government pensions, Social Security, and Medicare payments that come from contributions made during a person's lifetime and are correctly termed entitlements. These people earned this money. Yet, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce, almost 47 million Americans received food stamps, though actually most now receive government-issued debit cards called electronic benefit transfers, EBTs, and another 5.6 million receive unemployment insurance.